So as per usual, on the Rantcast, every once in a while I get self-conscious about the Rantcast being a little bit too inward-looking and reflective and introspective and absorbed, self-absorbed and so on. So, I have a message. And it's a message that starts with me talking about an experience I had. Surprise, surprise, talking about something that happened to me. So, and also, full disclosure / transparency, I'm pretty much on my way to leave for work. I mean, shift starts at 2, it's now like 12:30. I don't know when this will get published, so this might be historic at this point. But on the way home from work the other day, I had what must have been a mini panic attack / anxiety attack. So, now this is in light of, you know, I don't even know if it's a slow withdrawal at this point. It's probably quick. I mean, it's only been a week, so my sense of time is really thrown off. But I was able to identify afterwards what triggered it and how to deal with it. So, this is useful information for some people. All right? Now, on the way home from work, I don't know. This is not going to make sense to a lot of people who ain't from this city, but the route starts pretty much where I work. Or let's say, going in one direction, the bus route ends in my general ballpark of the part of town I work in. And going the other direction, within like a 6-block radius, the route. Come on. The route starts. Okay. So within a 6-block radius, the route starts going the other direction. And it drops me off. I think I've spoken about this. It drops me off pretty much like on my street. So, regardless of the fact that, I have spoken about this. It's actually the long way to get to work. I could probably get to work in 15 less minutes or 20 less minutes even. But I choose this route because I just have to, in the winter it's cold, I just get on the bus. Takes me straight to almost the door of work. Anyway, so on the way home, because it's the start of the route, the bus is empty. So I naturally, I'm like, oh, I'm going to go get nice and, you know, quote unquote, snug in the back of the bus. I go straight to the back of the bus, and the bus wasn't even packed for whatever reason. It's like one of those, like, if you take the bus 10 minutes earlier, it's packed. You take the bus 10 minutes later, it's empty. Or at the very least, there's less people trying to get on at that time, for whatever reason. So, I'm sitting in the back, and then I start to feel the heart racing as more and more people, as the bus gets fuller. And again, I say, the bus was not even anywhere close to being packed. There was multiple empty seats, but I was really in the back of the bus. With space to myself, but I was still in the back of the bus. And as time progressed, the heart starts racing. I start sweating, like full on sweating. And I'm starting to feel like I'm trapped. I'm starting to freak out, all right? The heart is racing. I'm starting to, you know, envision how I can get off the bus. But because I've now learned how to kind of deal with this shit over time, I guess, even with the on and off medication and so on, or on and off again specific medications, should say. I can deal with it in the short term. I can kind of mentally talk myself out of the anxiety. But this, for whatever reason, you know, it came really quick. And it was like a good 20 minutes of, you know, this is all in your head. Whatever you're feeling right now, there's a physical sensation to this. But there's also a mental part of this. Like, you should be able to talk yourself out of this. Then I realized, and I only realized this towards the approaching of my stop. So I'm anticipating that on the route, getting closer to my house, there's a certain stop where more people will get on and then the bus will get kind of packed and then it'll be awkward for me to try and get on at that point. So I'm anticipating the move, right? I'm anticipating the move, how I'm going to move further up into the bus to get off easier. I get up, I walk, I sit down. And then that's when the complete and total anxiety disappeared. My heart went back to normal. I felt calm. What was it? Give me one second. Yeah, recounting the story doesn't do justice to the actual. And I guess a story like that can never really do justice when you try and retell it. But it didn't take me long at this point to realize that, first of all, closing yourself off into like a corner in the enclosed area is going to make you feel like, goddamn, I'm boxed in. Then you have to realize quickly that there's a trigger. That's the trigger, right? For many people, that's probably a trigger. So your best case scenario is to get out of your head, get up and move. Now, move to whatever the safest, the quote-unquote safer area for you is. For me, it was the middle of the bus. And this has been something that I've been experimenting with a lot lately, is sitting at different areas of the bus, walking different routes, you know, like I'm saying, like trying to break routine to try and shake things up, you know, to sort of break mental monotony. So sitting in the front of the bus has now become like, I guess, a habitual thing, except for when I get on an empty bus and the instinct is to go to the back. So lesson, if anything, be able to, and I guess this is where being super self-reflective and observing yourself almost from a bird's eye view, from a third person view at points, feeling like you're watching yourself in the movie of life, can be beneficial, right? And maybe this is also just as every year that goes by, I can pick up on these triggers and these cues and these observances a little easier. And I'm grateful for it today. Because today there ain't no back of the bus. The back of the bus is done. You know what I'm saying? And you can't always control your panic attacks and anxiety attacks. But for me. But it was a good lesson learned. Especially in the shower. It's a shower thought as I'm about to go back to work. All right? Peace.